Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. I have to ask you if you could hear me today. Please let me know. I have some people in the chat. Good morning, guys. Let me know if you could hear me, because when the opening reel started, it started to skip. And I don't know if you heard that, but if you guys can hear me, just say hey, and I will be happy. Great. Everyone can hear me. Thank you. That's just so weird. Yesterday, I couldn't even get on. I had to, like, jump onto another device. It was pretty funny, but anyway, back to today. Today's show, there is a part of us, when we have a partnership or a relationship, anyone that we're really close to, people we see every day, most of the time I'm talking about just a relationship between two people, a partnership. Not like your kids or your brothers or your sisters, because those are a whole different story. But when we're in a partnership with somebody that we chose and we got to know as an adult and continue to get to know, and we meet them without any of their history, the only history we have of theirs is what they tell us. And if we get to know their families, of what their families tell us. So we piece together pictures and we create a history, and then we tell them our history, and we see where we intersect, and we feel close and we feel loved, and, you know, we're in it. Well, what happened is that I realized there's these little things that even if someone, if there's a couple that is together and they've been together for a short time or a long time, there's a certain way that they deal with each other. So, like, if you say something that might trigger an experience that that person had, or that's something they like or something they don't, they'll look at each other when they talk about it. Because what happens is that becomes their special way of communicating. They'll let the other one tell the story. They'll enjoy sharing that information. And then if one of them isn't feeling good, the other one is very sensitive to it in the way that they would, you know, hey, is there anything you need, before the person really says anything. And they'll be like, wow, how did you know? They'll be like, you just weren't the same this morning. Instead of clamping up, not talking, wondering what's wrong with you, there's a confidence that the problem isn't even you at all. That that person woke up different this morning because they themselves don't feel good. When a relationship isn't that secure, everything the other person does, you think is because of you. Relationships. And there are a lot of them, a lot more than you would think. They know it's not them. They just know. But what happens in that world? What does that look like? And the reason I wanted to do this show was because I wanted to raise the bar of what people think relationships are. It's easy to cut up relationships. It's easy in comedy. It's easy in shows. Sometimes it's even easy for the two people in it to think, wow, it's easy to have a relationship because they have one that works. But that doesn't happen all the time. But it can, just by the way you respond to what happens in the relationship. Because every relationship really is a mini picture of how we view the world. Only now it's two of us, so now we create that world. Because by ourselves, nobody really gets affected by our actions or not. And that I know because I was single for so many years. But when you're in a relationship with someone who has the same type or way of living, where you both feel secure enough to be who you are, you really do see the other person as a person. They're not there to fix you. They're not there to save you. They're not there to make you who you are. You already come in done, pre-wired. So you're in a relationship that's working. What you notice in the world is also other relationships. You stop seeing single people. It's just like right when you buy the car you wanted, before you bought it, you notice every single car like that. Right when you buy it, you notice every single car like that. And then you're like, wow, I didn't see that color. And oh my gosh, that one is, you know, older or newer. And you start thinking that as you're driving. And that's what happens there. But there's way more to it. Way more to it. We're immediately affected and we react. But it's subtle. It's not a big reaction. How is it that we are so sensitive to each other, and what does it mean to us as individuals to be that way? That sensitivity comes from a depth, from the time that you took to get to know each other. But once you knew each other, respecting what you knew, never using it in an argument to hurt their feelings, never using any of the information that you both shared to hurt each other with, never taking the other person for granted, but instead having gratitude for the relationship, looking at it as a place of safety. Not in safety that it saved you, but that the two of you have a great foundation to build from and to grow your lives individually and together. To appreciate each other, not just in, you know, oh, I'm really glad I have this person. But letting them know how they've affected your life. Like, hey, you know what? I was happy before I met you. And yet with you, my life feels special. Everything feels special. I'm really happy you're here. I love waking up and seeing you in the morning. I don't care what we do, I just enjoy being with you. Those kinds of comments build us, feed us, give us a basis to grow from. Complimenting each other. When you see someone every day, and they walk in the kitchen in the morning, and they look really nice, you may think to yourself, well, they look good today. But when you say it out loud, it makes a difference. Instead of the conversation being about everything that's wrong or hasn't worked, it's such a subtle little thing that takes us past attraction, past the newness, into this world that gets safer and safer with every transaction, every time you guys get together, every interaction. Pleasing each other, complimenting each other, appreciating each other, thanking each other, feeling that safety, building traditions that are made between you, and having respect for the relationship, all of these for the relationship through each other. And it sounds so easy when I'm saying it. And yet, all the couples I worked with, if they came to me with something that was wrong, the kinds of things that were wrong, that they believed were wrong in their relationship, those kinds of things I knew did not include pleasing, complimenting, appreciating, thanking, safety, tradition, and respect between them. They may have only had one, and the one would have been the traditions that they made between them. It may have been they loved going for walks together, and that was their happy time. But the rest of the time wasn't so happy. The rest of the time, maybe there were condescending marks made towards that person. Maybe they, if the other person was down, they weren't really good at being there for them and kind of, whoa, they're not doing well today. I'm going to stay away instead of I'm going to come up and say, hey, is there anything I can do? Instead of thinking it's about you, letting it be about them. Unless they told you it's about you. Like, hey, you know what? You said something. There's a couple I know in it was just so beautiful when they told me this. It's like totally imprinted in my brain. When the man realized his wife was not feeling very good about him, and he knew it was him, but he didn't know what it was. So he says to her, are we in a fight? And she said, yes. And he said, about what? And she said, I don't know yet. But as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know. Talk about safety. Talk about trust. She knew something was wrong. She was upset about something. But she couldn't put her finger on it. And she didn't just want to throw up on him. And once she got herself together and she had her processing time, she said, hey, you know what? I would like to address this and this. And they did. Having rules like, hey, let's never go to sleep mad. Nothing in life is worth us going to sleep upset. That's something that changes your whole brain. And these aren't big things on paper or in conversation. But these are the very things that keep relationships together. There's movement. There's a flow of energy. There's an exchange of energy. There's an exchange of time. There's time off and time on. And there's a rhythm, like a beautiful music that just happens because both people don't need to play out their pain on each other. And if you're not playing out your pain on each other or demanding that other person to prove their love to you, prove they're caring for you, and putting that kind of pressure on each other, when there's that freedom to grow, the relationship grows and they grow in beautiful ways. And I have to tell you, everyone I've met who has relationships like that, they don't even think of it that way. They appreciate each other, but they don't even get how hard that is to find a partner that you're cognizant enough to keep in this way. and they understand that relationships grow through different stages. There's the newness, but they also know they can recapture that at any time. There's the learning things about each other. I've had people who are in front of me who've been together for as far as even 35 years. And when I would get them to say something, the other one would say, I didn't know you felt like that. Why didn't you tell me? But one of those elements of pleasing, complimenting, appreciation, gratitude, safety, traditions, or respect were missing. And this, by the way, is Christ's list. I just sat before the show this morning and I said, what keeps us together? I know the number of experiences that we share. That's why people who also don't have sometimes great, healthy relationships can stay together. It's because they still do everything together. They may bicker the whole time. They may not be very nice to each other. Been with couples who, in public, while you guys are at dinner or at a movie or somewhere, and one of them says something, the other one goes, you're an idiot. I've seen that. They've been married 30-plus years. They've gotten so used to not being nice to each other, that's a part of who they are. They don't even realize it's so weird that when somebody else hears it, they're going, oh, my gosh. They were just fine, unfazed. But that's what worked for them. But the sensitivity is a whole different paradigm. Kind of loving respect does exist and can exist. And I have found that just these steps, I don't know how many there are. There's 7 steps. Anywhere you go, pleasing each other, complimenting each other, appreciating each other, being thankful for each other, safety, having safety, that's huge. Security. Without safety and security, you cannot find a relationship, because if you don't feel safe, you will want to run away. That one thing, even though I was in a place where I liked the person, I cared about the person, I cared about the family, it looked great on the outside, there was something inside of me that was not settling, and I wanted it to settle. It would wake me up in the middle of the night, literally just like knocking at the door really hard, telling me I was not safe there. Emotionally. But it didn't hit yet in life. So I kept trying to fix it in me, saying, but how could it not feel that way? Everything looks so shiny. Time answered that question. I was not safe. I was left to fend on my own in the relationship. It was like the person wanted over time to be independent people, never wanted to marry, never wanted to be financially together. And those two things to a woman are usually like, okay, there's commitment here, and then, you know, you can jump in and do what a family needs and what you both need. And that takes time and energy and money, because I was left to fend on my own and to prove I was worth, in quotes, being with. I never felt safe. I never felt safe. And so what happened was I couldn't stay. Did it mean the person was bad? No. But I will say this. A lot of people stay when they don't feel safe. Relationships cannot stay or sustain. Those are the relationships that get divorced, because if safety isn't there, that's like building a building on quicksand. This little list that doesn't look like much. People say pleasing. Well, I don't have to please anybody. No. You're pleasing each other. It's the one place in life where you can. Safely. Where you can compliment each other without being taken advantage of. Where you can appreciate each other because you know you're with someone solid, solid enough to be with you, and you to be with them and know that you're with someone that's solid. But the only way to know it is to see it and to be who you are. Gratitude. Thanking each other for things. Thanks for going to the store. I'm going to the store. Is there anything you need? Not counting who did what. That's a very bad sign. Because that will keep you nervous and anxious. That every day is a new day and you're being judged every single day for what you gave. What have you done for me lately? I remember that song by Janet Jackson, and, you know, obviously I didn't know what it meant when I first heard it because I was really young. But then I grew up and I'm like, oh, wow. The song used to come up a lot. Even though Christ listed safety at 5, the way you feel safe is by how someone wants to and enjoys pleasing you and you them. How you can compliment each other, because sometimes people are scared to say something because they think the other person won't get what they mean and they get all in their heads and they can't even do that or appreciate or thank each other. But to be able to do those things creates safety, because then you know that that person can be, is willing to be open, vulnerable, and nice, nice from their heart. Because all those things cost nothing in time, in energy, or in money. And once that safety is put into place, the traditions you make between you mean something. How you wake up in the morning, how you guys are when you go out with other couples, how you are with your children, if you have children, or your pets, or how you interact with people at work, how your social life starts to define itself, where you go to places with each other instead of him meeting a boys' night out without the girl or without the wife or the girls, and then they start all this kind of cat and mouse type thing. You don't need to do that. That stuff just fades to black. And never, ever, ever, never compromising the level of respect that exists between you. Never compromising the respect. That one thing in any relationship where you don't cross the line, if and when you ever do, let's say you both had a few drinks or something like that happened and you found yourself saying things that you would never say otherwise, talk about, hey, maybe I've been holding that in and maybe we need to address that instead of, you said this and you said that and I can't believe it and I'm so upset and I don't know what to do with you. You say, hey, you know what? Maybe we, one, shouldn't be drinking like that because you're not a very good drunk or very good after 2 drinks. But in a way, I'm glad it happened because look at what we learned. We learned. That's keeping a level of respect. We don't have to say these little comments to let them know we're mad, but not say we're mad, but now we're not talking. And saying everything is okay, nothing's wrong, which is so cliche at this point. But how we address the tough things is what reinforces safety. If every time you have an issue, and this one I find a lot, found a lot, because I don't do appointments anymore, but I found a lot with couples when one of the two of them has narcissism, those couples are semi-okay for the most part. But when an issue hits, what happens is the one who has the narcissistic tendencies can't admit that they've ever done anything wrong. So what they do is they turn it on the person. So what happens to their partner is they never want to come back to the person with anything that's wrong or that happened, because it ends up being an endless conversation that never gets solved. Now, in the beginning of the relationship, that tends to still be new, so you don't see the pattern yet. But once you see the pattern that every time you need to solve something, it's a big problem. Once they see that, then what happens is that that big problem becomes so big that the person gets buried under it, and they either leave or they succumb and they shut down to be able to stay in the relationship. All of these sensitivities that happen between people, if it compromises safety, that takes away from both people in the relationship. The minute one of the two starts to realize that they are not safe, then gratitude goes away, appreciation goes away, complimenting goes away, pleasing goes away. Traditions are the only thing left that can keep you together, and the respect goes away. So now you're living in two out of the seven things that keep a relationship together. I can't believe that until today, doing this show now, for I don't know how many episodes we have, over 1,000, maybe even 1,100 by now, that we finally get a list on what keeps a relationship. A lot of times we judge relationships on how long we've been with someone. But once we start counting years, that means that we're kind of looking around going, hey, what am I doing? But if the bones in the relationship are solid, the years go by and you don't even feel the time. Not because it's endless bliss, but because it's safe for you to continue growing, you to continue thriving. That's when relationships turn into family. It crosses a line into permanent thought. And it's possible. And it works. And it works more than you could ever know. When you find yourself wanting to please and be pleased, and you can accept being pleased, and you can accept being complimented, and you can accept being appreciated, and you can accept being thankful, and you love the traditions between you, and respecting the person's a no-brainer, even in conflict, you're onto something. You both are. Because the safety net built on your everyday behavior, all through the sensitivity to each other's soul. You guys, my time is up already. What a fast show. I will see you tomorrow for Dream Theme Thursday. Have a great day.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.